It is time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, and it's Wild Man Ron Weatherby joined by Priceless Adam Prince. How are you doing this morning, guys?
Oh, doing great this morning. Getting ready to leave to Wisconsin. And
you've got a drive ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, I got a little drive. And
are you taking the company jet this time, or are you actually going to drive it?
Well, you're using that, so yeah. We're not able to get it. So we have to drive.
Oh, well, you know, at least the snow won't be too bad on the other side of the lake, right?
We hope so.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've got Coach Matt Neal on the line, too. Let's bring him aboard. Coach Neal, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Oh, doing good, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Up and at 'em this morning, kind of getting ready to hit the road here and looking forward to a great trip around the lake and getting to the west side of Lake Michigan to see what's all going to happen over there for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, the Flying Dutchman had an opportunity to take a look at this team out there with a little scrimmage against Grand Valley. Any comments on the scrimmage?
Well, you know, it's the first time really playing an exhibition game, Ron. You know, three weeks before, we had done an actual scrimmage against Bethel, in which it was more of a controlled situation where we played situational opportunities for our players, and it was really great for us to do those kind of things. But then to have a full-out exhibition with Grand Valley, with a band, with the national anthem, with announcers, with referees, all of that, proved to help our young guys grow up a little bit, and it showed us that there are a lot of great things in store for our team. Certainly revealed things that we need to work on, which we've been doing since last week Thursday, and hopefully we've kind of ironed out some of the wrinkles, and we're ready to take the floor tonight against Wisconsin Whitewater.
Well, who are some of these young guys that you're referring to?
Well, we have really four freshmen that have made our varsity. Chad Carlson from Rockford, Harrison Blackledge out of Canton, Ohio, Cody Stivey out of Hudsonville, and Keith Brushweiler out of Stevensville. And then that goes along with our five sophomores that we have. A new addition to that group would be Sam Otto off of our JV team. But the four guys that were on our varsity last year, Jordan Denham, Ben Gardner, Brock Benson, and Alex Edson. So we put Sammy with those guys. So we have nine of our players that are sophomores and freshmen. We have two other sophomores practicing with us currently until my son Grant and Caleb Byers get back out and get going. But those guys go with basically our five upperclassmen, one junior, Corey McNann, and then four seniors. So it's a unique group, but I'll tell you what, they work hard, they compete daily, and it's a whole lot of fun to coach, that's for sure.
Well, it's almost like a tournament season and getting started this year, because we normally don't head out to Whitewater and Stevens Point until we get in the tournament. But this year we're taking on a couple of foes that normally are in the NCAA tournament every year.
Well, that's why we're playing them, Ron. We, you know, in looking at scheduling, which is one of the most difficult parts of my job, to be honest, trying to get people to come to Hope to play or find people who will let us come to their gym and play is a difficulty. And talking with Pat Miller, the head coach at Whitewater, and Bob Semling at Stevens Point, they both kind of have the same philosophy that I do, that you have to play really good teams to improve. And they were very excited for us to come there. And then they're making the return trip in a year. And they'll be coming in November next year on a Tuesday, one on a Tuesday, one on a Saturday, I believe. But we're certainly grateful for the opportunity to go over and play. You know, we've had a requirement that we have to play 70% of our games in region. So those are schools that are in our own region or within area. And that becomes a difficult time scheduling, because you still want to schedule opponents that are very worthy and very competitive. And I don't think we get any better by playing teams that are easy wins. And I think it's good for us to play up if we want to look at it that way.
Well, the fans around here may not turn on the radio for the Stevens Point game. I don't think they like hearing that name after what happened with the volleyball team last night.
No, goodness me, what a heartbreaking time, and what a great opportunity for our women and our community. I tell you, there was incredible support last night at the DeVos for our terrific women's volleyball team, and Becky Schmidt is just a go-getter. She's a terrific coach and has put together a group of women who are very, very tough, and just was one of those situations where, you know, it's kind of like soccer had that earlier this year where we weren't on top of our game, and the other team was really on top of their game, and that causes a discrepancy, and I really felt badly for those kids. In fact, I woke up this morning, both my wife and I were talking about how sorry we felt for the kids and for Becky and her staff. But, you know, that's how, what sport is about. And there are highs and lows, and hopefully we keep an even keel through all of it and are able to enjoy the experience along the way.
Well, most of the fall sports are out now, so we can get concentration on basketball and swimming for the Flying Dutchman. So we're all set to have a couple of good ball games this weekend. Whitewater is a good ball club. Now tell us a little bit about them.
Well, they're not overly huge. I will tell you that their biggest player is probably about 6'8", and we looked at a lot of film, believe me, and I think that they will want to try to play an up tempo game, which is just fine with us. We're pretty good in the north south kind of a game, meaning back and forth is the way it goes. But I think the big key for us tonight is how we control the glass, and it's imperative that we get on the boards early. Kind of send a message and get to the backboard and rebound hard so we can get it out and run. They're rather senior laden. I think they start four seniors and that's a neat thing for them. Eventually I'll be able to say I'm starting four seniors down the road. But I think that one of the things for us that we just have to maintain focus on is try to establish an inside game. I think those of your listening audience who went to the Grand Valley game saw that when we got the ball into the post, there were a lot of good things that happened, and we certainly have to make that a focal point. But we want to get the ball out and run, and because we think we have the horses that can get out and do that. So, it's going to be a great basketball game. I mean, two perennial powers in Division III tonight, and then we'll have two again tomorrow. And I think that's what Division III is about, is keeping balance, but also letting the cream rise to the top and seeing how they compete against each other early, and that's a good chance for us.
Thanks for joining us, Coach, and good luck this evening. Go Hope.